This is St. Louis Public Radio. Millions of Americans have protested police violence against Black people after the tragic death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. But the protests are occurring during the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 100,000 people. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, African Americans say they're afraid of the virus, but they're determined to stay in the streets to change the nation.
Before 19-year-old Sydney Alexander goes out to protest in the St. Louis region, she makes sure she's protected against the coronavirus. That means wearing a mask, gloves, and trying her best to remain socially distant from others. As an African-American woman whose father recovered from the virus, she's afraid, but she's determined to make her voice heard because she's tired of hearing about and watching horrific scenes. For Alexander, this is a season of pain, and it points to a difficult reality for Black people.
Are you going to be killed by a virus? And that's a big if. Or are you going to be hurt or, you know, brutalized or killed by the police?
The protests in St. Louis started just as officials ended the stay-at-home orders to keep people home to stop the virus. But after Floyd died on a Minneapolis street and Louisville officers shot and killed Breonna Taylor in her apartment, St. Louisans saw no choice but to join nationwide protests to demand that police stop killing Black people. But many are still worried about the virus. In St. Louis, African Americans make up more than 60% of coronavirus cases. In St. Louis County, African Americans are nearly four times as likely to become sick from COVID-19 than white people. Health officials say health, economic, and social disparities have long put Black people at a high risk for disease. Nationwide, Black people are more than two times as likely to be killed by police than whites. And a 2018 WashU study shows that nearly 60% of Black women killed by police in the U.S. are unarmed. Alexander says the continual police violence against Black people remains a big threat.
But I think that the bias and the prejudice that are both in those systems and in those places really have affected the African-American community detrimentally, historically, and even today.
The marches have brought many people together in crowded spaces where it's hard to stay 6 feet away from other people to stay safe. Health experts say the protests might not be as big as a problem as the region's general reopening. They recommend protesters wear masks, use hand sanitizer, and keep their distance. It's advice many have already taken. 65-year-old Greta Henderson was marching in the Grove Friday in memory of her son, who was stabbed and killed almost 10 years ago. She's outside to call for better policing. Like others, she's also worried about the virus.
It's killing our people. And I tell them, it's really the young people that say it's not nothing. And I tell them, you need to wear your mask. And you see people dying. And if you don't wear your mask, you're going to take it home to the older parents.
Many protesters have been wearing masks and other protective gear. Henderson says she's pleased to see that when she's in the streets, so she has no plans to stay home. Doctors say the protesters have a point. Hillary Babcock is an infectious disease specialist at Barnes Jewish Hospital. She understands why people are risking their health to express their outrage.
We definitely, as infectious disease physicians, recognize that COVID-19 is a public health crisis, but also recognize that structural racism and police violence are also public health crises, and certainly understand the need for people to react.
African Americans and other protesters in St. Louis say they want to see better health care, but they demand that police stop killing Black people. That's what brought 36-year-old Anthony Doss out to the Grove on Friday. He says he's glad to see so many people out protesting to compel change in the St. Louis region and the nation, even though the virus is still a threat.
And it is a double whammy. Like I said, they claim that we are at high risk, but heck, Black people in general are at high risk every day when we wake up, just because society doesn't look at us like we look at ourselves.
Given what's at stake, Doss says he's going to rejoin others in the streets in the coming week. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.